Jeder meckert über den ÖPNV. Aber was steckt wirklich dahinter? Mit dem Podcast Ticket to Anywhere blickst du hinter die Kulissen des Nahverkehrs. Schauspieler Maximilian Mund reist zu seiner Oma, trifft spannende Menschen wie Malte Zierden oder Linda Zervakis und erklärt alles zu Bus und Bahn und wie sie besser werden können. Erlebe ein außergewöhnliches Audioerlebnis rund um unsere alltägliche Mobilität. Jetzt reinhören auf Spotify oder unter zukunftnahverkehr.de/podcast.
Achtung, es folgt eine wichtige Botschaft Ihres Mobilfunkanbieters.
Ey Mann, es gibt Leute, die drücken immer noch zu viel Knete ab.
Nein, nicht frisch.
Der Barra ist ja irgendwie smarter.
Ja, smart.
50 Gigabyte für nur 8,99.
Wenig Knete.
Ich zahle doch nicht mehr für weniger.
Nee, das wäre auch schön blöd. Barra, deine Knete, deine Entscheidung.
Nice.
Alle Details zu unseren Tarifen finden Sie unter lebara.de.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Korndike, soccer, and massages, plus Donnie Baker. They're all coming up in just a minute.
Tonight on Bob and Tom Television's Animal Channel, it's Miracle Pests. The show that examines the unexplained actions and surprising heroics of the smallest and most maligned of animals, pests. We'll take you to Kokomo, Indiana, and we'll meet Roger Mondoor and find out how termites ate through his floor, causing him to fall into his basement just before a tornado devastated his home. Next, we'll take you to DeLand, Florida, to tell you the story of Maggie Kuder and the mouse who ran up her leg and frightened her so badly she ran out of her house just before it mysteriously exploded.
Oh.
Then we'll go to Segmac, Arkansas, and meet the Cheeseman family. We'll hear their true story. A swarm of Canadian wasps attacked and repelled an armed intruder as the Cheeseman family napped in their home following a baked bean dinner. Finally, we'll meet Harriet Billingsley, who, upon discovering a swarm of pubic lice, rushed to the drugstore to get a bottle of Quell shampoo and, on impulse, purchased what turned out to be a $1 million winning lottery ticket. Join host Dick Vermin tonight for Miracle Pests. Miracle Pests, only on Bob and Tom Television.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Josh Arnold.
Hello there.
There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold.
Willie G under the weather still.
Yes, sir.
Got himself a bug.
Is he better? I mean, did you talk to him yesterday?
Yeah, he sounds awful.
Aww.
It's going around.
Better, Willie.
Poor guy.
As they say, it's going around. We have coming up a special treat for the holidays. It's our own Jeff Oskey, a news we failed to mention.
Oh, how about that?
Don't be missing that. right now, we return to the sports desk with Chick McGee.
Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., the USA takes on the Netherlands. It is the knockout game. If USA loses, they're out. They're playing.
If the Netherlands lose, are they out?
They're
too?
Out. Okay. And it's a knockout round. And the airport in Amsterdam, just another fun fact about the Netherlands. The airport is called the Schiphol Airport.
Yeah.
Want to spell that for me?
S-C-H-I-P-H-O-L.
Yeah.
That's boy, Schiphol, all right.
This place is a real Schiphol.
That is really unfortunate.
I was touring a building last night. And it's this cool building being renovated. And they had a conference room in there, and it was called the K-O-O-R-N-D-Y-K room. And corn dick is all I could get out of my
corn dick.
What is this corn dick room? And
you're gonna find out.
I had already made like three or four jokes during the tour that had bombed pretty hard, so I didn't bother.
So if you'd only made one or two jokes that bombed, you would have gone ahead with the corn dick.
Yeah. They didn't laugh at, hey, is this the original asbestos? They didn't laugh at a few
Man,
other things.
That's classic.
Do you know,
you have quite a life.
You know, you're on that tightrope. You're either going to be hated or people are going to laugh. Is that what you like? Is that
it's
what you're
it's not
for?
Whether I like it or not, it's who I am.
You be you. Don't let anybody else worry about it.
No matter how irritating it is.
Corn dick sounds like a band.
Yeah, it does.
I was talking about the Schiphol Airport.
Which led to a comedy, a little bit of comedy about the corn dick roam.
The corn dick conference.
It's the largest airport by far. It's the third largest airport in Europe. It's the largest in the Netherlands.
Oh,
I was going to say.
Are we still talking? Did someone give you boring facts?
It's like saying
the
Atlanta airport's the largest in Georgia.
Seriously. We need to have one of those meetings again about him. Can we? Please? Please?
You used to enjoy me.
Yeah,
so the Netherlands are favored to beat Team USA. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay,
I don't know how to bet it, though.
Are you going to pick them?
No idea.
No. I got to pick the USA, but then I have to leave town. Nobody wants that. Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson has refused to address non-football questions in his first comments since returning from an 11-game suspension. He's been accused by more than a couple women, five?
More like 25?
10? 25 is what he's been sexual harassment and assault.
What's harder?
During the massage therapy.
Third and long or your erection during a massage? Is that a football question?
I know I shouldn't have taken questions.
Sean, does that happen, by the way?
I'm not taking questions. Ask Josh.
About massage. You guys, you've had a massage, right?
Yeah.
Is it erotic?
I have not had a massage other than in a hotel room. Well, that doesn't sound very good. I mean, in a hotel arranged for my room.
Right, in a spa type of situation. Yeah. Have you?
There are two experiences, yes. One was
here we go.
In Korea.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, my buddy goes, hey, I want to take you to this place. I want to take you to one of the barbershop places. And they call them that because they had barbershop poles on the outside of places where you could go and get a happy ending.
Okay. That was the
underground signal.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't know if I want to. And he goes, no, it'll be fun. So we go down there. And it's it looks almost like a triage place because there are just all these cots lined up all over. And there are three people in there. It's him and I and a Korean gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And the Korean gentleman is already being massaged, if you will.
You can see it?
Are the lights on?
The lights are very dim, but you could hear it.
Oh.
is there even the... Are they even pretending to give a legitimate massage?
No, and there are no partitions. And the thing that one of the things that bother me is, you know how annoying it is when you go into a restaurant and there's two people at a table, and you're the only other people, and they sit you right next to those two people? Well, imagine how annoying it is when they do that at a beat-off place. So, there are all these empty cots.
I'm sorry, Mr. Corndick. Mr. Corndick, we have your cot right here.
Corndick in number two.
So, I'll be completely honest. We lie down on these cots or whatever, and two women came over, and they were attracted, but she began and... And I was like, this isn't going to happen. So after, it could have only been 3 or 4 minutes. I went, no, conchaneo, which means it's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need this. Mm-hmm. I went back out and then I waited for my buddy. I couldn't do it.
So,
if I were alone in a room, I may have.
But have you ever had a massage, a legitimate massage in a spa or a salon?
And then gotten around?
No. Yeah.
No.
It's usually not possible because of the crappy music they're playing.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes it hurts.
That awful spa music. Someone told me they can get that on their satellite radio. I'm thinking, so you're driving down the road and you want to hear that falling water sound with just like these randomly rotating chords.
Yeah.
Right.
God, that is the worst.
There is occasional the spa sitar. Channel. I had a similar experience. There are these places where you could go in and they just do your feet kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, someone had gotten me a gift certificate and I didn't realize it. And I gave it to the woman and she took me into a room.
Oh.
But there were two people in the room, but there was a partition.
Oh.
But obviously, the guy in there.
What?
Yes. And I heard him say, see you next week.
All right.
See, maybe he's trying to get his prostate cleaned up.
Okay.
There you go.
Once again, the big headline of the week, Harvard University recommending 21ejaculate emissions per month for better prostate health.
Hmm.
So I don't know about you, but I think there are a lot of guys out there that have cut and pasted that article and sent it to
a What's of this people. On the fridge?
It's all
Roger, I'm not
doing it.
Chick, were you at all aroused during your hotel massage?
You pee through that. I was reminded that it was a couple's massage. It's the only massage I've ever had.
Okay. Gotcha.
So,
gotcha.
No. It was very above board.
Okay. So you guys don't get massage. I know.
You get one every week, right?
You've had one.
And with the Josh, it's kind of rough. They were, if you're getting,
yeah, they really work you over.
Oh, right? Yeah, they do.
You ever gotten Ralphed?
What's Ralphed?
Ralphed.
What's that?
That's a deep tissue thing.
There's this school of thought that all of your emotional trauma is hidden in your muscles.
And it releases when you...
Yeah. This, of course, was developed by scientists at the Over Smoking Pot University.
I don't know that Ralph
is
bad. It just is
intense. Based on no science.
Going online without ExpressVPN is like driving without car insurance. You might be a great driver, but with all the crazy people on the road these days, why would you take the risk?
Here's why you need ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secure.
Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. That is why you need ExpressVPN.
Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN stops hackers from stealing your data by creating a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet.
One of our staff members signed up for ExpressVPN because they had an identity theft scare when they were shopping online. Their kids were accessing the internet, and they wanted to be cautious about their privacy.
ExpressVPN plans start at just $3.49 a month. That's 12 cents a day. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. And ExpressVPN works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. So you can stay secure on the go. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. Find out how you can get up to 4 extra months. expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Okay, one more sports story. Here we go. You ready? Please be receptive.
Okay.
Please.
It's the Velvet Netherlands. I'm quitting.
Please.
You better find a Netherlands story now.
Did you know the Netherlands? There's a new college football player, the Bob and Tom. We're going to cover this guy. He's amazing. His name is... Can you do something, please?
I thought about this the other day when I saw his name.
What is it? What's his name?
DeColdis Crawford.
DeColdis?
D-E.
Oh, that's not it.
C-O-L-D.
I-S?
E-S-T.
DeColdis?
DeColdis Crawford.
That's got to be Joan.
Maybe he was born on the DeColdis day of the year.
He hasn't made much of an impact playing, but he's still a name many college football fans are familiar with, and now you are too.
Yes.
Crawford's highly sought after recruit, the 2022 class. He got offers from LSU, Arizona State, Washington, USC, Ole Miss, and he has been playing recently, decided on Nebraska, but then, Scott Frost got fired. So he never took a snap.
So it would have been Frost DeColdis.
Yeah, it sure would have.
That's exactly right.
DeColdis Frost.
And however, DeColdis DeColdis Forest has received a name, image, and likeness deal with a local heating and air conditioning company.
Wait, awesome.
Hilarious.
But it's DeColdis Crawford, right?
DeColdis Crawford, yeah.
DeColdis, okay, not Forest.
No, DeColdis
What a great name. Ace, dare I ask, what was the name that you saw that you thought was intriguing?
His name was Kool-Aid something.
Kool-Aid?
And the reporter said, why was his name Kool-Aid? His mother said, because when he was born, his smile looked like the Kool-Aid man.
Aww, that's so sweet.
So his actual birth certificate reads Kool-Aid?
I don't know what's on the certificate, but that's what's on his jersey.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
His last name's, his first name's on his jersey?
That was the story.
Well, that's kind of fun.
He plays peewee football for...
it's a major school.
Kool-Aid Jones.
He plays for... it looks like... oh, my gosh, Alabama?
What?
Kool-Aid McKinstry? Yeah.
Hello.
Sounds right.
Kool-Aid McKinstry.
It's got to be the only Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I believe that's him.
I knew it was a major, team.
It's Alabama Athletics 2022 football roster, Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Oh,
how do we not know about Kool-Aid?
That's
been
great.
Sitting on this, Ace. You bored out everything else.
Well, I knew you'd get to it eventually. If I told you.
So what's his last name? I'm sorry.
I don't know what he's saying. Roll Tide.
Kool-Aid McGentry?
McKinstry.
McKinstry.
Oh, yeah.
McKinstry.
Because Kool-Aid Jones, I think, was you were alluding to, of course.
Okay.
The Guyana.
Jimbo Kool-Aid Jones.
That wasn't Kool-Aid either. They got a bad rap.
Yeah, that is unfortunate. It wasn't Kool-Aid, but the drink the Kool-Aid
phrase. Was it Flavor-Aid or something?
I think it was Flavor-Aid.
Some lesser. That's very, very unfortunate.
The Hydrox of fruity drinks.
That's exactly right.
And Hydrox was first, but Oreo came along.
Hello,
Bob and Tom show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
How are you?
Oh, not good. I'm about to have a hell of a long day.
Why is that?
I'm taking my Uncle Sonny with an O, get his
colonoscopy?
Basically a butt camera look around.
Colonoscopy, yeah.
They're going up this tunnel, Tom.
Uh-huh.
They put me down as his contact person because I'm the only one with the pickup truck.
What does that make sense?
Well, we wheel him right up to the ramp in the back, tie him down with a couple ratchet straps, and it's off the clinic. It's almost like we bagged a deer. And not to get too serious, but it is vital. All you dudes over 40 out there, go get your
colonoscopy.
Yeah, because the sooner doctors catch it, the better. And probably some of you don't want to because you're embarrassed of the fever blisters in your crack. Well, don't be, man. These medical people are used to it. They've seen it all. And remember, they put you to sleep for it, so you're none the wiser.
Yeah.
And it ain't like you got to look the doctor in the eye while you're in the probe position, and he's telling you about his new lake house. They're using a camera, and it ain't like he's in there panning for good.
Yeah.
And I know what a few of you are thinking, but Donnie, I ain't got insurance. And I could probably save a ton of money if I just do it myself with a GoPro, some saran wrap, and 10-pound test line. But don't. Because the last thing you need is to end up at the ER because you went digging around in there with some salad tongs for your GoPro all because the line snapped when you hooked a turtle. I swear to God. So, man, go take care of yourself with a real doctor, one that's bonded. It's nothing to be embarrassed by. Trust me, they've seen more than their fair share of grape clusters anyway.
Yeah, sure.
So check yourself and keep the roid rage at home. I'm Donnie Baker, and I approve this message.
Okay. I'm glad to see Donnie's doing the right thing, and although for his Uncle Sonny.
Yeah. Right.
Apparently a big fella.
Colonoscopy.
Got to be in the back of the pickup truck.
Last hour, we were making a list of things Tom hates, and one of our magnificent listeners has sent what I... is the complete list, I think.
Okay.
So get comfortable.
When you say hate, these are things that I think, for example, crayons are awful.
Crayons, slinky,
but nice.
Etch-a-sketch.
Water washable markers.
No.
Much better.
I think crayons look better.
Yeah, they don't go through the paper
They don't give you a solid look. No, Art.
Okay, here we go. Tom hates crunchy peanut butter.
I don't hate it.
Plate trophies.
That's true. I prefer a trophy than a plate.
A plate.
Segways.
I mean, America's Cup. Would it be the same thing if it was America's plate?
What about the World Cup? The World Cup is the dumb. It looks like
a
Aquaman's
cup.
Hand holding a ball or something. It's real weird looking.
Well, it should be Aquaman's hand holding a cup.
Segway, flavored iced tea, sweatpants, sporks, bed and breakfast, street
well,
ending.
Breakfast, but you're staying at someone else's house. I hate staying at other people's houses.
Streets ending in Trace.
That's yes. what you're doing in this week, aren't you?
Streets ending in Trace.
Yeah, like
Delaware these, Trace.
These developments, and it's right. you know it's Lakeview, and they run out of road, avenue, street. All of a sudden, it's Lakeview Trace, and there isn't a lake within 50 miles.
Trace, though. You mean Terrace?
No, Trace. That's Trace. Theirs.
I've never seen Trace either.
I can take you to one right now.
Oh, boy.
It'll be some, you know, it's some community. And then huh. And I hate it when they have all the same name 50 different times.
Instruction manuals. They're just another guy's opinion. I hate those too. Coloring books. Dickies. Paper straws. Hotel room service. Cursive writing.
Yep. These are all correct.
Sweaters.
Yep.
TVs and restaurants.
Yeah, I can't stand it.
Singing the song "School's Out" when it isn't.
When it isn't.
Who is this? This guy's all these are correct.
Yeah, I know. It's Pat and Lisa Lennon.
Hey, listen.
The new name of Cleveland's baseball team and Washington's football team.
Embarrassing.
And, of course, kids in line at Starbucks, except his kids.
Yeah.
I had that the other day. I mean, I was walking in and I 25 like kids walked in front of me. I went, I'm going to be here for 45 minutes. I was.
Did you wait? I would have turned around and left.
I did wait.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I had nothing else to do.
Oh.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. It just means you're going to start hearing the roaring of the blender.
Yeah.
And those are the drinks.
Frappuccinos.
And you know what I found out? Actually, what? It had a happy ending. I just wanted a black coffee. And you know who got it? The cashier. It was right behind her. I didn't have to wait. How about that, guys?
How about that? Well,
so you just signaled or something?
A Christmas miracle.
You got a happy ending at Starbucks.
That's right. If you tip a certain amount.
Yeah.
That's 69 cents. That's the Flappuccino.
You say extra cream and 69 cents.
That's right.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.